of fact is that Mrs. Copeland told Miss Peggy Hurley, Peggy, your husband is here, boy. And Mrs. Hurley came to the window and looked out and said, no, that's not my husband. Our car is a Falcon, white Falcon. This is a white Mustang. She did know Van Dyke in the car. Shortly thereafter, Mrs. Hurley's husband arrived. She got in the car and left. When Mrs. Copeland left, her place of employment was picked up by her husband at approximately 5:20 p.m. The car was still there. There was no one in the car at that time. Meantime, back upstairs, at 422 and a half, South Main, Charles Quickly Stevens, who occupied these two rooms adjacent to a bathroom here. Mr. Stevens, who earlier in the afternoon had observed Mrs. Brewer as she talked to the son of the reverse to winning room. Mr. Stevens was working on a radio adjacent to this wall right here. He heard movements over in the apartment 5B. Movements around his furniture being moved. He also heard footsteps from this area in the bathroom. During this period of time, Mr. William and in this apartment. Had on several occasions gone and attempted to go in the bathroom and even questioned Mr. Stevens about who was in the bathroom. At approximately 6 p.m., Mr. Stevens heard a shot coming apparently through this wall from the bathroom. He then got up, went through this room, out in the car, in time to see the left profile of the defendant as he turned down this passageway, which leads to an opening with a stairwell going down to Main Street.
These cars had pulled in, parked with the foremost car up
over here, coming over into this area, jumping down some 10-foot wall here, and proceeding over towards the hotel where they could observe the body lying there as it's been here for described to. Some of these officers went back up in this area, taking the control and landing. Climbed, scaled this wall, went back up in this area, checked this area. Other officers proceeded on down to the next intersecting street, back, and come back south, running south on Main Street. As has been testified, crew of guards was placed on the active evidence in this area and was subsequently turned over to Mr. Jensen of the FBI, who believed it was one of his agents who carried the watch. Upon the officers, the Memphis Police Department reached the scene, swung up into the area, talking with Mr. Brewer, Mr. Danshield, Mr. Stevens. They entered room 5B. The testimony will show, gentlemen, that there had been a chest of drawers sitting by a window located on the south side of this apartment. This chest of drawers had been moved from the time Mrs. Brewer rented the apartment. There was a straight chair sitting in that location. You could sit in this chair and could look from the window and could see the Lorraine Motel in a rather haunted position. You'd have to get in to look out. Officers entering this room, they found two leather straps. One lying upon the couch in the room, one lying upon the floor, which was subsequently determined to be straps that would fit the case and the binoculars that were found down here on tonight's meeting. There were certain items taken from this room by the officers, such as a pillow, coverings on the bed, for a subsequent compassion, and I'll touch on those briefly with you in a few minutes. The group would show, gentlemen, that the homicide officers coming into this area of the bathroom, inspecting the bathtub here, found marks in the bottom of the tub consistent with shoe or scuff marks. The window, which is in line, as you will indicate here, this is the one that's reflected here, with the Lorraine Motel, was open at the bottom. From the bottom, the screen was pushed off and was found down in this area here. The sill of this window in the bathroom was observed by Inspector Jackson to have what appeared to be a French indentation in it. This sill was ordered removed, cut away, the subsequent sent to the FBI for comparison, and the proof would show through expert testimony that the markings on this sill were consistent with the machine markings as reflected on the barrel of the 30 officer license. In an effort to identify any of all black suspects in the area of Memphis on that night, extensive investigation was made, including to the Rebel Motel, where the registration card reflected one air guest dog and registered there approximately 7:15 p.m. on the evening of April 3rd. Driving the Mustang bearing Alabama license 1-38993 with an address 2608 South Island, Birmingham, Alabama. Proof would further show that Mr. Ivan Webb, who was the night manager of this Rebel Motel, observed this particular car parked there during the night. He observed the Mexican stickers on this car, also verified the license. After having traced the rifle through the manufacturer to Birmingham, the state would show through Mr. U.L. Baker of Aero Marine, a sporting display located in Birmingham, that on Friday, March the 29th. Sold a 6.43 caliber Winchester rifle, which is a little smaller caliber than this 30-06. To the defendant under the name of Harvey Lohmeyer, with an address in Birmingham, Billington, the 2608 South Highland. Truth be told, one of that name living at that address. Captain John Cascazzo, to be brought from his duty station in Japan, to testify as to his being present and observing the purchase of this rifle, along with the Redfield scope, which was mounted on the rifle by Mr. Baker at that time. Mr. Don Lev Wood of the Aero Marine Supply Company would be called to testify that later in the evening or the afternoon of March the 29th, you received a phone call from the person identified as Harvey Lohmeyer with reference to exchanging the rifle, the 243 caliber, for a 30-06 caliber. Mr. Wood gave directions with reference to bringing the gun in 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, which would have been Saturday morning, and that was done. He changed the scope from the 243 to the 30-06, and at 3 o'clock that afternoon, delivered the 30-06, which is the same rifle that has been identified here as looking to the relevant Baldwin. He didn't have a box with a scope on it. The regular Remington box wouldn't fit, and that's the reason for the Browning automatic shotgun box being used to deliver this rifle. Proof would show in the investigation in the Birmingham area that the license